We're joined on the telephone this morning by Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, whose District 5 covers the Motherlode region in the Assembly. Assemblyman Bigelow, next thing I want to ask you about is water, and I know some Republicans in Sacramento have been raising some concerns about the lack of funding going towards water storage projects. So can you kind of explain a little bit about the concerns right now?
Yeah, right now, as many people know, and if you don't know, the Water Commission put out a memo saying that all of the water projects that were applying for the $2.7 billion of money that were put aside for water storage projects in the most latest water bond passed in 2014 didn't score. In fact, they got a zero, and they were not meritorious because they didn't have enough public benefit. And it was very disappointing to hear this news after decades of studying and preparing for the opportunity when there was a water bond for water storage to score a zero because it didn't have public benefit. I guess providing food isn't a benefit to the people. I guess providing recreational needs isn't a public benefit to the people. I guess providing water for the environment isn't a benefit to the people. I was just amazed how you would score a zero. And anyway.
So is this the end of the conversation when it comes to these projects, or are we going to hear more about this?
We're going to continue to hear more. You know, I circulated a letter to the legislature, as many of you did, and I want to say thank you to everyone that signed the petitions when I sent out a request for people to sign a petition about let's do water storage, let's spend that money and deliver a water storage set of projects. People by the thousands signed them, and I want to thank everyone for doing that. Those were delivered last week to the Water Commission. They took note because they sat back and said, oh, my Lord, this is serious. They thought what they were doing wouldn't be seen or noticed. Well, they've been seen. They've been noticed. So we stayed on top of it. We're following up with letters from the legislature, and we're focusing on staying in touch with the governor's office, been down there multiple times to make sure that we're on top of trying to get some water storage. BJ, you know, this is a real godsend if we get this water. But if we can't capture it and store it, we're missing out. We need to have the ability to store it for when we have the dry periods like we've just been going through since the end of the rainy season. And if we go through if this is just the only storm that we get, we go through another summer without it, we're right back in the drought conditions. So we've got to have some level of storage projects that help us meet the need as we go through. And I think as we've talked about it before, we're dealing with a water infrastructure system that was designed to provide water for 25 million people. We're at 40 and growing, 40 million and growing, and only have the capacity to service 25. I thank the municipalities. I thank the water districts, everyone that's making that finite drop of water stretch as far as they can. And in particular, I thank the people for being as responsible as they have been and being water wise as well. But we've got to take the bull by the horns and start doing something about preparing for when the shortest of water times are so that we have water stored for that moment.
These water projects that you've referenced, have you gotten any indication yet from the governor where he stands on these?
I think the governor understands where it all is. He's wanting to allow the system to run its course before he gets involved and engages in this.
How concerned are you about water supply? As you mentioned, you know, looking ahead to the summer, this week that's quite a bit of snow and rain and so forth, but just, you know, it's been pretty dry up to this point.
Well, I'm real concerned. If you drive around, you take a look at some of the ranchers who have stock ponds. Most of them are from half full, maybe a little bit above half full or a little below half full. That's not good. And some of them are already getting far below that. In certain areas. So it just depends on what regional area you're in. If you're in the Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne area, you've got a little more water storage in those stock ponds. If you get down in the Madeira area, you start seeing less water in them. So when we start bouncing around the state, everyone's got their own little hydraulics that are different. But for the most part, I'm worried because we don't have enough to keep them full. With creeks running, the creeks are dry.
And it sounds like through DWR and with the larger agricultural contractors, looks like they'll get, you know, a small percentage of what they're going to be requesting at this point.
I'm very afraid of that. One of the farming agencies that I talked to and farmers, they're talking about possibly as many as 1 million acres being taken out of production, and that could be permanent.
Wow.
That's thousands of jobs, my friends, thousands of jobs. And it's a change in dynamics for us because it changes where is that food going to come from? Where are we going to get it? If we're not raising a safe, reliable, high-quality food product, such as what we've become accustomed to here in the state of California and across this nation, where's that food going to come from?
Besides
what?
Go ahead. Besides what?
Ask yourself that, BJ. Where does that food come from? What other countries? Because most countries allow their foods to be treated far different than what we are accustomed to with pesticides and chemical products. And their labor isn't treated the same as ours at all.
Yeah, so really. Big implications.
Exactly. You know, in certain parts of the country, of the world, they're paid $8 a day. Not $8, not $13, not $20. $8 a day to produce the same level of work that we're paying our people here now, $13 to $25. Yeah, there's a big difference here. And to take it lightly and just say, well, we can wipe out 1 million acres of production. Well, I want my kids to eat healthy and good, high-quality foods.
Besides the obvious issue of water, what are some of the other big issues right now that the ag industry and ranching community is keeping a close eye on?
Regulations. They're really looking at regulations. They're looking at the challenges of meeting how they can farm without fossil fuel. That seems to be the great discussion right now. How can we start working with autonomous type of equipment, battery-operated and run autonomous vehicles? They're looking at all the different avenues of technology, how they can harvest with lasers versus people. There is new equipment being pioneered that'll leave a facility, go down the highway or the county road, turn and go down to the exact row and start harvesting and boxing all at the same time. Nobody, no live person engaged. Again, thousands upon thousands of jobs lost and gone.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow on this weekend's Motherload Views, touching on a number of issues. And we'll be continuing with our final segment in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.